Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
You've got to want it as bad as you want to breathe. And if you want it that bad, if you're willing to give it that much, you get a big piece of what you want. And life and dreams do come true. Anything you want can happen and become a reality. I believe that sincerely, and I'll die on that thought, okay?
Choose effort over your excuses and emotions. No matter what your feelings are at the moment, choose to do while you feel them. Use your work to work through them. You must exert more effort than you emote or excuse.
Your mind is everything. You can become anything that is available on this earth. And it's like the pathway is it's your mind. The recognition that the only limits are your thoughts. If you think you're in a fucked up situation and you'll never get out, you're gonna make that true. If you think, okay, it's a little rough right now, but let's hold on, let's just relax, let's not make it worse. All right, now let's get our bearings, and now who knows where they're going.
What I want to say is that the past is the past, and the present is what your life is, and you are capable of choosing what that will be.
Four words that'll change your life. I do it anyways. Tired? I do it anyways. No support? I do it anyways. Scared? I do it anyways. Afraid of failure? I do it anyways. Fear of rejection? I do it anyways. You don't build an amazing life or business or relationship by waiting for the perfect moment. You do it by showing up every day, regardless of how you feel, you do it anyways. That's how you win the game of life, with the mentality of I do it anyways.
Maybe the reason that you want it so bad is because your future self already has it. So, just relax. What is for you is for you.
I need you to always remember that you're not late, neither are you behind. You're on your own timeline, and rushing won't get you there any faster. Some people's chapter started 20, others 30 or 40 maybe, but the story still unfolds exactly when it's meant to. What's yours will find you when you're ready for it, not when you're desperate for it. So stop comparing your pace to somebody else's highlight reel. Exactly where you're supposed to be.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time.
Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.
Just don't give up, even if right now it doesn't make sense. One day, I'm very, very sure, when you start to see the connections and things fall into place, you will maybe also realize that it couldn't have been different. Giving up was just simply not the question, was simply never an option. The winners continue where the losers stop.
So what stops you becoming the fullest version? It's the things in you that whisper to you that you cannot be the things that you hope for. It's not usually prohibitions, it's inhibitions. What stops us are the lies we believe that are not true.
To launch towards your goal, never consider the possibility of failure. Always forward, never backward. Always forward, never backward. Never consider the possibility of failure. Your ability to persist in the face of setbacks and disappointments is vital to all great achievement, and it's always a decision that you make. It's not the external environment, it's always the internal environment.
Opportunity mixed with difficulty. Opportunity mixed with challenge. We've got a chance to grow like never before, but I'm telling you, there's going to be many enemies that's going to try to prevent us. As soon as you plant the garden, the busy bugs and the noxious weeds are out to take it. And you've got to learn not only to nourish your values, you've got to learn to do battle with your enemies. Whatever threatens you, I'm asking you to threaten it back. Take care of your responsibility, but don't take anything off anybody.
Greatness has no moods. You can't just be in the mood to be great. You can't just be in the mood to be a hard worker. You can't just be in the mood to be disciplined. It doesn't work that way. It has to become who you are. It has to consume you. It has to be your identity. Despite what I'm going through, despite my past failures, despite what people are saying about me, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to execute. It's not what I do, it's who I am. And life will seem like it's giving you hundreds of reasons to not execute today, but it's just a test to see how bad you really want it.
The version of you that you are right now is why you have what you have. You got to make a complete identity switch to get something different. And so what happens is when people aren't ready to do that, they will always go back to the low-hanging fruit that they're accustomed to, because your presence will require something different.
So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that?
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something.
You got to stick to the script. You got to continue to take steps every single day. Even if things don't always work out, don't waver. Don't just start to go off the path because you're not getting what you want. You know what I mean? And trust the process. Have faith that things will work out. And at this moment, what you're going through is teaching you something.
In life, you have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do. And just go and get it.
What are you waiting for? In all honesty, what are you freaking waiting for? You know, there's not just going to be a day where, for no reason, you're gonna just wake up and say, I'm gonna go to the gym every day in perpetuity. No, that doesn't really happen.
Most people don't lead their life, they accept their life. And when you accept your life, you are living on things that are not worthy of your time and effort and energy. To go uphill, you have to be intentional. Nobody ever went uphill by accident. You've never read a book on accidental achievements. You have to be intentional with what you do and who you are.
As far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. Why not take a chance on faith as well? But faith, not hope. But faith, I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it.
You know yourself better than anyone, but sometimes you fall into the trap of believing the world. You're the only one who knows what's best for you. You don't need to look for answers anywhere else. They're inside of you. There's gonna be noise from every corner. Ignore it. Stay true to yourself. Because when you do, every challenge becomes a victory waiting to happen.
Every day, sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times. We have exhaled 50% of our times. Our heart, the same. Sucking the blood, pumping the blood, also the same. Meaning always 50-50. Always the exchange between left and right. Up and down, bright and dark. In and out. Success and failure.
The hardest thing to get people about success, the hardest thing is to start. Start, man.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command, do it now, do it now, do it now. The key to overcoming procrastination is to develop a sense of urgency. Be the kind of person who gets things done quickly. Be the kind of person who launches fast on a task.
Five choices, you know, in our life. You know, we can be bad at what we do. I mean, we can be average at what we do. I mean, we can be good at what we do, or we can be excellent, or we can be elite. And everybody has a choice as to what they want to do and how they want to do that. But if you're going to be excellent or elite, you got to do special things. You have to have special intensity. You have to have special focus. You have to have a special commitment and drive and passion. To do things at a high level and a high standard all the time. It doesn't matter what God-given ability that you have, that probably can make you good. But without the rest of it, I'm not sure you ever get excellent or elite.
Remember that it's not the things that happen to you. Like, you might not be able to control everything that happens to you, right? It's inevitable. Things are gonna happen that are out of your control. But the one thing that is always in your control is how you respond, your perspective, your mindset. And that's the thing that you need to be taking responsibility for and taking accountability for, is how you respond to these things that happen to you in life. Things are gonna happen. You're gonna be hurt. You're gonna get faced with adversity. You're gonna be heartbroken, right? You might lose somebody. whatever it may be, there's so many things that will happen to you that aren't in your control. And you need to focus on responding in the way that is going to help you, that is going to nurture you and help you move forward instead of keeping you stuck.
Don't really let anybody take away that dream from you. Nurture it, water it like you water the flowers. Even if you find only one person in this world that will accept, embrace, and support your dreams, find that person and dream big, because you can make it.
The goal that you seek, or the prize that you're seeking, is in the work that you're not doing. No matter where your goal is in terms of its height or how delusional it may seem, you're still gonna aim for it. And just figure out whether or not you'll get there later.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life?
Thoughts are the language of the brain, and feelings are the language of the body. And how you think and how you feel creates your state of being. So if you think insecure thoughts, in a matter of seconds, you are going to feel insecure. Brain is monitoring how you're feeling, and you think more insecure thoughts, which then makes you feel more insecure. And the repetition of that cycle conditions the body to become the mind of insecurity. And whenever you say, "I am anything," you are commanding your mind and body into a destiny.
Even if you're tired, you can still go to the gym. Even if you're annoyed with your spouse, you can still speak in a manner that's loving. Even if you don't feel like doing that hard work, you can still push yourself to do it. Your feelings aren't a choice. Your behavior and your thoughts are always a choice.
Life is about loss. As time goes on, we lose fights, we lose people we love, we lose our hair, and then we lose our life. You know? It's all a loss. But by these losses, by from all these losses, we learn so much.
When everything is falling apart in your life, when people are leaving you, when people are betraying you, when people are not coming through with their word, are you still going to put in the work? Are you still going to execute? Are you still going to do today what you told yourself that you would do yesterday?
Seeing opportunities instead of seeing punishments, and instead of seeing downturns in your life, seeing opportunities,
it's just going to have such a much better impact on the way you and where you get to.
Pull a constant vision of what it is you want to achieve, see it accomplished, and go all out. Find a way to win in spite of the setbacks, in spite of the disappointments, in spite of your failures. I tell people, fail your way to success. I have a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
I'm continuing to take the steps each and every day and move in the direction that I know is aligned with, you know, my calling and my truth, then I know that I'll get to where I need to be when I need to be there, right? And all that's doing is distracting you from moving in the direction that you need to be moving into, you know? And the more you focus on what everybody else is doing, the more you're going to continue to make decisions that aren't aligned with what you should be doing.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
today who you decided to be. Every negative thing about you is because you have limited yourself. You were set apart for greatness. You were set apart to be limitless. You were set apart to change this world.
Listen, pain is temporary. Losses is temporary. Setbacks are temporary. But giving up is forever. So never be good or good enough when you know inside you lives someone better. You didn't come this far just to settle. You didn't come this far just to accept whatever. You came this far to take it to your next level. You came this far to become something greater. With each heartbeat, in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift.
No limited success you can have in your life. And the more focused you are on how you're not going to do that, the more life seems to bring those things up for you and makes them barriers.
I believe that when we die, we meet the person we could have been. But what we were capable of, the life we were capable of having, I'm chasing up, Kyle, the emotion, the memories, the contribution, the achievement.
It's necessary that you work on yourself, that you develop yourself. It's necessary that you get the energy drainers out of your life. People who don't want anything. People who are not striving. People who are not challenging.
Drinking any vice will lead to self-destruction, holes in your life. And so people who think like, no, I'm a human being. I'm like, no, bro, you're a human animal. You're a human animal until you get to a point of self-awareness and consciousness where literally these eyes, it's just a window that you're experiencing life through and you can respond and not react.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to
real self-worth comes from doing hard things. We keep talking about self-love. We keep talking about loving yourself, believing in yourself. That happens naturally when you go through something difficult.
The day that turns your life around. And under this subject, we're going to talk about the emotions that can change your life. Human beings are emotional creatures. And emotions are powerful for life change. Now, of course, emotions are so powerful, they can go either way on you. Emotions can either build or destroy. So you really have to employ emotions properly. We call civilization the intelligent management of human emotions. If you can intelligently apply your emotions in the right direction, no telling what can happen. Could turn your life around one day would be sufficient.
You have to become the kind of person that can push through the hard times. Most people can't do that. Most people cannot push through the challenging, the draining, the frustrating times that make everybody else quit. So you have to build yourself into someone who has the discipline, the fortitude, the grit, the perseverance to become someone who is literally incapable of quitting.
What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. No matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when a storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
Don't cheat yourself. Don't sabotage your dreams by chasing cheap dopamine. Delay your gratification. Understand that the game is long and the road is difficult and that you're by yourself. And if you cheat yourself, well, you're going to be cheated by everybody else. Level up, focus on becoming the best version of yourself, and don't do the things in life that are going to set you back. That which you know you're not supposed to do, you don't do it. The life that you have is a life that you chose. If the life that you have is not a life that you like, make different choices. So if the life that you have is not a life that you enjoy, you are responsible.
Cling to it. Things will get better once you get over this downtime. And the difficulty is that people can't think of that when they're so depressed and so hopeless and they reach bottom. They can't visualize that things will ever get better. But for those who have courage and have faith and hope that things will get better in my life, they can look back a few years later and say, wow, look at me now. Some have it and some don't. Some will stay down, they will never get up off the floor. And others will endure and they have courage and they have hope and life will get better. It always does.
Loneliness is a timeless thing, tragically. Stoicism is founded in a moment of loneliness. Zeno loses everything in a shipwreck. Seneca's best writings come from exile when he's sent far away from the people that he loves. Marcus Aurelius is the most powerful man in the world, but also by the very nature of his power and responsibility and fame, he was isolated. He was lonely, just as you might be today.
You have to start looking at uncertainty and transition and that feeling of, I know there's much more to me, as a positive and not a negative, and start leaning into it. Because let me tell you something, there is so much more to you. Like, you haven't even figured out who you fully are yet. Like, that is a beautiful thing to know that there's still more to discover about yourself. There's still more to learn about yourself, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to know that, right? And so often we just allow fear, doubt, or I want to control everything to keep us from exploring that, from really, really, you know, stepping out of our shell and expanding who we really are.
Most people never succeed in life because they're waiting for conditions to be perfect. They're waiting for the sun to shine, the temperature to be right, all the stars to align, and then have some sort of sign that tells them to go. And I'm here to tell you guys that will never happen. Conditions will never be perfect. Things will never align. There will always be a reason for you to put off what should be done right now for a later time. That is a success and life truth.
There's two ways to see the world. Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
Don't spend your life living for other people, being a box checker for what feels right to them. Put yourself first. There's nothing worse than living with regret. So take a risk, bet on yourself, do the thing that nobody thinks you can do. Shock the world. What do you have to lose?
A blade does not become strong until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place. And then you're going to have to go back in the forge again. And it's hot and it melts you down and you're uncomfortable. You've got a lot more forge time left. You've got a lot more hammer blows left. And it takes time. Embrace the process. You say, Dwayne Watt process, life. Embrace the journey and the process of life.
Your hard work is paying off in ways that you can't even see yet. But one day, you'll understand. And just know that even when things felt like they were falling apart, everything was coming together exactly how they should.
Don't waste your time. Do you know that everybody alive gets exactly the same amount of time we get all there is? It's what we do with it that makes the difference. Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
Think of yesterday like a completed chapter in a book full of lessons. But today, it's a fresh page, offering us a chance to explore new possibilities. It's not just a fleeting moment. It's an opportunity, a gift filled with potential. Imagine it as a canvas waiting for your unique brush strokes. In each present moment, we have the chance to shape our journey ahead.
Only have one chance at this life. You do know that, right? When the credits roll at the end of your movie, at the end of your life, it's just going to say supporting actor number 3, and it'll have your name. Don't you want to be the main star? Don't you want to be the key character in your life story? Don't you want to make the best decisions for you because you live within your mind and body and you know what you're called to do? You know what excites you. You know what you passionately get excited for.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. If you get used to it, no one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
The beautiful part about life is in whatever we do, in whatever we seek to accomplish, in whatever we pursue, if you got two competitors, when they first start something, a winner and a loser has the exact same goal when they first started. But somewhere along the journey, the process, something is gonna happen that's gonna test your level of desire. It's gonna test your level of passion, gonna test your words and see how bad you really want what it is that you say you want.
If you wish to be successful, study success. If you wish to be happy, study happiness. If you wish to be wealthy, study wealth. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a study.
The reality of your life is always now. And I think this is a liberating truth about the nature of the human mind. In fact, I think there's probably nothing more important to understand about your mind than that, if you want to be happy in this world. The past is a memory. It's a thought arising in the present. The future is merely anticipated. It is another thought arising now. What we truly have is this moment.
And remember, this journey of life, you only get one round at it. Like, you only get one chance on this planet. And if you are letting the things that happen to you dictate and mold your story, then what you're really doing is you're limiting and creating boundaries of how much you can achieve.
Most people who could exist will never even be born. And you're going to complain about the life you have? Do all you can within your power and the power of others who love you to maximize all of this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There are floods coming, you can bloody well be sure of that. That's absolutely 100% certain. It's like, are they going to be catastrophes for you? Or are you going to ride them out? Just exactly what sort of person are you going to be when that shows up? And that's the right question. It isn't, how are you going to be happy in your life? You know, happiness, you're lucky. That comes and goes like the sun coming out from behind a cloud. But a pursuit? No, the pursuit is, when the damn flood comes, you want to be the person who built the ark.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you're going to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going. I want to ask you, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe in yourself? Are you going to believe everybody else's judgment on you?
Give forgiveness. Many of us do not realize that we cannot grow, that we are blocking ourselves, we are blocking our good in the universe. We're literally standing in the way of the flow of what life has for us, because we haven't learned how to forgive. We haven't learned how to let things go so we can get on with our lives. When we forgive, ladies and gentlemen, it's not for the other person. Oh no, it's for you. It's not for them, not because they deserved it or they earned it. You're forgiving other people. First of all, you've got to forgive yourself.
You are going to get out of your life. You're going to be the most powerful force in the world, I think, is to be consistent with the concepts, ideas, and worth that you hold for yourself. You get that out of your life, what you will tolerate.
We start to trap ourselves within our own mind. And our mind is this big barrier, this big wall. And once we get to pain and suffering, that log gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the mind says, it's time to quit.
You create your own reality and you believe it. I believed mine until it broke apart. Your fears distort your reality. Under the warped logic of fear, anything is better than the uncertain. Fear fills the void at all costs, passing off what you dread to what you know, offering up the worst in place of the ambiguous, substituting assumption for reason. Now, fear is self-realizing. When you face the greatest need to look outside yourself and think critically, fear beats a retreat deep inside your mind, shrinking and distorting your view, drowning your capacity for critical thought with a flood of disruptive emotions. When you face a compelling opportunity to take action, fear lulls you into inaction, enticing you to passively watch its prophecies fulfill themselves.
I strongly believe that as we begin to look toward the future, and that as each day we get up in the morning, whatever you want to do, if you get up in the morning out of a sense of authors and decide that I am an opening for the universe, that life can work through and use me as a channel and as an instrument for change. And each day we get up, we make it our personal business to make a difference. How we're going to do it, we don't know, but we know that we can make a difference.
What is this force that is controlling you even now and will continue to do so for the rest of your life? Pain and pleasure. Everything you and I do, we do either out of our need to avoid pain or our desire to gain pleasure. Understanding and utilizing the forces of pain and pleasure will allow you once and for all to create the lasting changes and improvements you desire for yourself and those you care about.
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself, with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're gonna get a little belief. And then what's gonna happen is you're gonna believe. And then what's gonna happen? You're gonna go do a little bit more work and a little bit more work. Results are gonna come more. More people are gonna believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. And for most people, they think they rise to the occasion. When it hit, I'm gonna be ready. No, you don't rise to the occasion, you revert back to your training.
Get up before the sun. Be ready to attack. Yes, that means get up early.
This will be hard at first, but it will become normal. And once you are accustomed to it, early rising is guaranteed to make your day better. So get after it.
It's like that quote that says, everybody wants to win, but everybody doesn't have the will to prepare to win.
It was no longer about what do you want. Now it's about what are you willing to go through in order to get it. Everybody want it.
Projecting yourself forward to see what are the consequences of failing, what are the consequences of stopping, is about as powerful of a motivation strategy as I can think of. Because what you're doing is you're trying to optimize right now to stop the discomfort. But what you're going to pay for that in is shame and guilt and regret long term. So what you need to be able to do is bundle all of that up that is as yet unfelt but will last for way, way, way longer. You know, the future is much longer than now.
That's right.
The future is going to extend out up until the day that you die. And the now is just for now. And even 130 hours is just 130 hours. And you get to look back. And do you look back with pride and glory? Or do you look back with shame and guilt?
The reason you need profound things is because life is actually a profound problem for everyone. I mean, you can shelter back and live a very conservative existence, and it doesn't stop you from having to face the ultimate questions of life. It would be better if you could, I think, if you could confront them full on. There are going to be times when you're in an emergency room and, you know, prone to panic and to cry and to break down and to collapse and to be of no use to anyone around you. And that's not the right way to be. The right way to be in a situation like that is to be strong and reliable. And I don't think you can do that without being wise.
At some point in life, we got to wake up and we got to say no more. We got to wake up and we got to say, man, this is it. We got to wake up and say, I'm going to make a change of difference. We can't just be online watching things, saying amen, you know, all the things and go back to the same things, y'all. It doesn't work like that. Hearing things is great, but you know what? Doing things and taking action, that's what's going to make change in your life. You need to start making some decisions. You ain't got to change everything, but you need to say, you know what? This is the one thing that I'm going to stop being loyal to, and this is the one thing I'm going to start being loyal to.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've had enough disappointment. Sometimes your brain doesn't want to get disappointed, so it's a permanent problem. No problem is permanent. Only your soul is permanent. Nothing's forever. Everything changes. Everything eventually ends and something new begins. That's part of life. Those are the seasons of life.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
That you were born to do something great with your life. That you're enough. That you're special. That you're favored. That you're chosen. Regardless of where you come from. Regardless of what you've been carrying with you. But every day, some of us are killing ourselves with the shame we carry from something we've done. Some humiliation. Some fear. We put this gun to our head every day that tells us we're not enough. We're not strong enough, pretty enough, smart enough, favored enough, that we're doomed. And we carry these guns in our head every day that shame us, that take our confidence from us, that steal our joy. And there's a better way forward. You can put those things down in your life. You can decide today that you were born to do something great.
Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. Keep working. Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
In life, you don't have just one shot. You see, the only difference between you and anybody that has created the things that you want in life is that they just kept shooting over and over and over and over again until they got what they wanted. In life, you have an infinite number of shots.
Lots of hierarchies to attempt to climb, and if you fail in one, go try in another. But the point is, you're still trying to aim for the top, and what the hell are you going to do if you don't try to aim for the top? You know, flap about uselessly and whine about your life? It's not helpful. It'll just make you miserable. You're not reliable to anyone. You can't help out in a crisis. I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there and make something of yourself, for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and then stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight.
There are people who come in your life sometimes to be there for a season. They weren't meant to be there always. Sometimes we find ourselves hooked up with people that we think are there for a lifetime, but they were only supposed to be there for a season. There are people who come in your life like boosters for a rocket.
If you ever watch a rocket go into space, the boosters fall off when it reaches a certain altitude. Some people are not equipped to handle the altitudes that you're going to. So don't be afraid when they fall off. They're not bad people. They just couldn't go where you're going.
The man who loves walking will walk further than the man who loves the destination. When you love the journey, the goals just happen. You hit milestones as a side effect. Because it doesn't matter. At that point, I don't care if I can lift this much weight or run this fast. I mean, that's cool, but I don't love it as much as I love the journey. I love the journey. What does the journey consist of? Sucking at something, failing, getting better, learning, start it over, do it again. When you fall in love with the journey, everything else takes care of itself.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.